In the previous video, we talked about how the belief that you can do it, that you can actually achieve the skill level you want, is the main determinant of whether or not you're actually going to get there. Because any guitar development involves a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment, where you set out to practice something and you expect to reach your goal and you don't, because you're not using the right method, or you completely underestimated how many repetitions you needed to do. And whenever we hit a wall like that, we get frustrated, we get disappointed, whenever, then this belief about, well, maybe I can't do it, gets activated. So as long as you're enthusiastic and passionate and believing that, oh, it's great, then everything is all right. But when it gets hard, when you get frustrated, when you get disappointed, that's when that little idea about I might not be able to do it gets activated. And so that's the defining moment. Are you going to give up right there? Or are you going to reignite your passion and your belief by seeking out new methods, seeking out new strategies, seeking new inspiration, looking into an old instructional video that you were inspired by, and then just going for it once more, once again, all over again. We have this another thing in our psychology that is really deep-seated, because it's part of our pack animal instinct. People cannot, in nature, we have nothing if we're alone. I have no fur on my skin, I have no claws, I have these weak, thin nails, can't do anything with them really, other than, you know, small stuff. I have these teeth, I have no weapons at all. I can't even run, you know, a rabbit can run faster than me, and it's like this size. So what are we going to do as humans in nature? Well, we have each other. We have our intelligence, so we can work together. So 1,000 people can work as one. And that is our primary way of surviving. And that's what have brought us to the level we are now, and out of the food chain, so we don't have to be worried that an animal is going to eat us. We eat them, they don't eat us. So, but what that also does is we have some remains there from our pack animal instinct. And one of them is that whenever we see somebody who's very good at something, we elevate him or her to a almost magical level, where we see that what he's able to do is almost magical. It's not, I can't really achieve that because I'm just a normal person. And there's a reason for why we do that, because, and that's what you see everywhere, you know, every idol, every pop star, every rock star, and the emotions we have when we see them, oh my God, and then we get these emotions that are, you know, quite irrational really, because we know mentally that's just a person. He just has a job that many people know about. But we put them there because of a reason. And that is because any pack needs a leader. Any pack, we can't solve everything by consensus. We can't say, okay, I think that we should run now because we have a pack of 10 lions chasing us. What do you think? Well, I think we should fight them. We don't have that. We need a leader who can make decisions rapidly. But what about the other people then? Well, they need to believe in the leader. We need to believe strongly, because that's what makes us survive. And the reason we have this ability is, oh, he's so amazing, and we get these emotions, is because if you don't have these emotions and cannot create that in yourself, then you'll die. Because you need to, it's always better to believe in the leader than to try to make all your decisions yourself, because your basis of survival is other people. And so if you're making a conscious decisions by yourself, you don't have the power of the pack, so to speak. You do not have the protection of the pack. So we have to move like birds in the same, and all the way to do that is to believe in a leader. So we take the person within the pack here that has the strongest muscle back then, right? The strongest muscle or the best intelligence. And then instead of just looking at what he can do and what he does or what she does, then we elevate that to an almost magical, oh, he's so amazing. Because that will make us follow him. And of course, it's the same thing that happens with dictators and, you know, strong leaders, that all of that. So it's a survival instinct, but it can also have some pretty radical consequences if we don't wake up to that. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do in this video. Wake up and see. And I know you've already, you're not sleeping in that area, but we have those idols there. And because we elevate them to that level, we also think that, oh, I could never be like that. But we hope to. But because how great would it be to be the one who has the power? And that's what we strive for then. But there's this nagging belief anyway that we probably cannot do it. And why? Because he's so amazing. So incredibly amazing. And that can be both an incredible inspiration to many people, but it can also backfire on you, because if you put them too high, these people, it becomes like, oh, and you know the song, right? That he has all this talent. He learned to play when he was 5 and he could play with blindfolded and he could do all these things and he could stand on his head while reciting the aria of whatever, you know, and so we create these stories and we see them everywhere. We see them around Elvis, around other superstars in the past. And so that's all great because it's inspiring, but it can also backfire on you. So you put it so high so you don't believe that you can ever achieve that kind of skill level. And you start talking about talent and magical abilities and fairies and pixies and all of that. And that won't help you, because that'll just create a belief within you that you can never achieve that. That's also why, I'm just last example, why, you know, we have these signature instruments. So Fender or Ibanez have made these guitars that is designed by Steve Vai or tons of artists. And that works incredibly, because we want to own, because many people are actually playing guitar to just get a little of that. I just want to be a little like him. But we might not even have the ambition to ever become like him on a skill basis, because we don't believe we can. But so we buy his guitar that looks like, and we play a little like kids, and that's perfectly fine and all right. And we imagine that we're him, and that's all part of the process. But you have to ask yourself, do I really believe that I can get there? Or do I not believe it? And if you don't believe it, then ask yourself, why? What is it in me? Am I not talented enough? Is that what I believe? Do I never have the self? What is it? What is it that makes me believe that I can never get there? Because let's look at it for a second, and this is my point here. We say that, oh, we get this, and I did at least, when I was starting out, I just thought, oh, these superhuman skills they have, these guys. But really, and they've been practicing for 20 years or 10 years intensely, oh, they have this magical ability that allows them to play like gods at the age of 17 or whatever. But what really goes on here is that we fail to compare it to a thing that can actually justify their skill level. Because how hard is it really? You know, people go to school for 4 years, to college, for instance. They go to college for 4 years, and you know, 7 hours of school each day, and then 2 hours of homework for 4 years. And they come out, and we say, hey, and they got their education, they can do stuff. But imagine going to college, and then all you did each day was practice 6 hours a day, and then some more when you got home for 2 hours, and you did that for 4 years. You would have a skill level that is completely unheard of if you did that. But we're so used to, you know, you have to get an education and you have to do the right thing. And we forget to see that you can never really be very good at something that you're not passionate about. So you better focus on what you're passionate about. Because that's what's going to bring you to the point where you can actually turn that into something that you can live by, that you can make money off. Why would you ever focus 4 years on something that you hate? Because you're just going to be mediocre anyway at it. And then you're just going to, people who are good, who are passionate about what you're doing, will just run you over. So another discussion there. But just look at it and say, is that really so magical? I know he's great, he plays awesome, and I love it, and it's inspiring, but come on. You know, people go to school, they spend time on other stuff, and we don't have that kind of admiration for that, because that's what we all do. But if everyone went to guitar college and they didn't have all the theory and all of that, they just sat down and practiced. If everyone did that for 4 years, everyone would be a complete guitar whiz. And so just think about that, that this might not be as hard as I think it is. And just that comparing it to that, and then realizing that, well, it's just a matter of putting in the hours. But here's the thing, here's what kills our progress. It is that most people make very few choices in their lives. They go to school, they don't, you know, from their kids, or from when they're kids, and we don't make that choice, so we just go to school. Then we go to high school, whatever, then we go to college. That's another choice, if we go to college. Or we go out to get a job, or we do something else. But that's one choice, and we make that choice, one choice. For instance, what job to take. And then you get that job, and then every day you're pulled to go there, because you know your boss is going to be dissatisfied with you, and you're not going to get paid if you don't show up. So we make one choice, and then we push through that, we get the job, and then once that one choice is made, then it just makes itself every single day, because we have those things that pull us to do it. And the same thing goes for the school we choose. We make that choice, and then we get there because we're the teachers, they're going to be dissatisfied, people are going to have talks with us, sit down, say, you don't show up very often, what is it, blah, 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 all of that. So we don't want that. So pain makes us go there, even though we don't feel like it very often. So we make very few conscious choices along the way. And so we might get fired, or we might, you know, take another job, but then that job just pulls us in there every single day. That is the normal path for most people. The reason why it seems so hard to develop guitar skills of that level is that you have to make the choice every single time you go practice, or every single time you go listen to me or another instructional program, or buy something that can take you, or just, you know, download free stuff, whatever. Every single action you do to get you to your skill level is a decision you make all the time. So developing guitar skills is like making thousands of decisions about, I'm going to practice now I'm going to do it again. Even though I feel like stopping, I'm just going to continue 5 minutes more. That requires something that most people don't have, and that is the ability to make decisions like that all day. Most of us, you know, we tend to strive towards what is easiest all the time. So we take that job, we make the money, and we don't really get moving from there, because we don't make new choices. Developing guitar skills to the level that you probably want, since you're in this program, requires you to make decisions all the time. So how good are you at making those decisions? How good are you at motivating yourself to do it once more? To do it also when you don't feel like it, because if you can do that and just, you know, push yourself from the couch to picking up the guitar and practicing, in front of the TV or in your room or whatever. That little choice there, how good are you at that? How often can you make that each day? Can you practice a little in the morning? Can you decide that and then do it? So the ability to make a little plan, which is really the key here to being good at that, is make a little plan. Prepare and plan, decide in advance when you're going to practice, and then to follow through on it and actually do it. And to make those plans so you can live in them without being frustrated or unhappy. To be the great coach there, make a little plan of saying, okay, tomorrow I'm going to practice when I get up. Then at work, I'm going to do my fretboard freedom exercises on the screen, and I'm going to, on the bus to work, I'm going to do these little, I'm going to print out the sheets and do those exercises there. And then I'm going to have my phone remind me of doing it. And then when I get home, I'm going to do this. And then you try, or you do your best to follow up on it. You stay positive and say, okay, what's going to happen today? And then you follow through on it. And sometimes you don't follow through on it. And your ability to stay positive right there and say, okay, what did I do right here? What did I do well? Well, I made the plan. That's a good thing. I didn't follow through on it, but I did practice at night, and I wouldn't have done that if I didn't make the plan. Bingo. So you made the plan, and the plan made a difference, or more precisely, two differences. You practiced some of what you planned. And point two, you practiced committing and then doing it. And so you can practice. Don't focus on practicing. Focus on planning and then following through. and measuring whether or not you did it or not, and see, okay, how good am I at that now? How good am I at creating plans that are realistic, that I can actually do, and that I will do? Where, you know, excuse me, so if you're not very motivated, you could say, okay, I'm going to practice 5 minutes in the morning, and I'm going to just do that in the bus, and I'm going to practice just 10 minutes when I get home. And that's a very reasonable leader there that you are to yourself that can say, okay, he's not that motivated right now, but he can do something. So how good are you at that decision there of planning, and how good are you at following through? And if you practice that all the time, planning, following through in the beginning, just for the next day and then for the next week, and then just keep on, it never stops. You just become better at it all the time, and you fail and you try again. But never stop planning and acting on it. Never stop it. Even though you haven't followed through on any plans you did the last 6 months, then don't stop doing it. Just make even more realistic plans. Can I just touch my guitar for 2 seconds in the morning? Can I do that? Okay, bam, done, success, I did it. Because then you can build on that and move from there. Once you start scolding yourself or telling yourself that you should do so and you didn't follow through and how could you, and you'll never achieve the skill level you want, once you start talking to yourself like that, you know that it's time to stop the show and do something else, because that's the surefire way to get yourself out of playing guitar. Because no one wants to be treated like that, and you don't deserve that. You start playing guitar because it's fun, because it's exciting, and then there's absolutely no reason to begin to speak to yourself with no respect or care or understanding of what goes on inside you. So keep focusing on motivating yourself positively. And every time you fail, do not be dissatisfied with yourself. Instead, look at what you did right and see, how can I make it even more exciting to do it tomorrow? And think about all the times where you did follow through. And just say, okay, I'm not in a time period now where I'm very motivated, so let me see what I can do about that. How can I serve myself the best by creating a plan that is short term and that is reasonable? I might put in some rewards even. I could, you know, reward myself with a trip to the musical instrument store, or I could reward myself with a new effects pedal if I have the money for that, of course. Or I could just go down and try out effects pedals when I've done so and so. And it could be silly little rewards, but it's still a new pick. You know, try out the pick, the metal pick that Klaus uses, for instance. You might hate it because it's heavy, but and it doesn't work on an acoustic. Little sidetrack there, but whatever, just, you know, reward yourself for something that exciting that you can actually get to within the limits of your finances and your opportunities around you and so on. So that's really the message here, that really look at how hard is it really, and how good would you be if you practiced for 8 hours a day for 4 years, like people go to school and do homework. Just see if you can, hey, that's not so hard. I mean, I have to do it besides all the other things I do, the work, the children, the whatever. But still, it's not a superhuman skill. It's just a matter of, we always practice, you know, doing work also, and then we practice on the side. And that's what makes it look like it's so hard, but it's not. And then the other little element there, that we make decisions each day about what to do. Other people just say, okay, I'll go to college, or I'll go to whatever. And then it just pulls them there, because that's a system of motivation that is in place there at work and in school that makes us go there each and every day. And you don't have that. And that's a tremendously huge challenge for you, that you have to be self-motivating all the time. And you have to find a way to get through the periods where you're not as motivated as other times. And you have to become really good at that, making plans, following through on them. And when you're not following through, you create even more realistic plans, you stay positive, you stay respectful of yourself, and you don't use frustration, you don't use all of that to motivate yourself, because it doesn't work. It might work in the short term, but it will completely just destroy your progress in the long term. So those are the words. That was a little recap for you there. So start making more choices each day, and realizing that is a challenge that you need to work on, and then just get into it, just challenge it, and see how far you can come with it. If you do so, I promise you, your progress will soar. Those are the words for this video. I'll see you in the next one.